No, thank you very much. Life's crazy.
Is it last time you were at MTS Center? You had the run-in with Evander. Is that long forgotten?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's part of the game. It's such a fast-paced game. And for myself, I've healed up quite nicely, and I feel great right now. And this is – it's going to be an exciting time right now.
Why Winnipeg?
Why Winnipeg? I mean, why not? I mean, this is it's a young team going in the right direction. It's a city that loves hockey. I feel very fortunate to be in the city, you know, getting the chance to play here. It's a young group with a team heading in the right direction, great staff, and sky's the limit.
What was it like walking in the room for the first time and seeing a few of the guys?
Oh, it's great. You know, I've a few familiar faces that I've played with in the past, and it's a good group in there. So, you know, guys really make you feel welcomed right off the bat.
You said when I talked to you early in December that you were really pleased with the situation you had in Chicago in terms of getting ready for this.
Right.
Are you comfortable with where you stand coming in?
I feel great right now. Like I said, over the course of the lockout, you let the body heal up, you feel great, and you know you try to take the positives out of it. And going right now, I feel good. I just want the season to start, and we're ready to go.
Talking to you in the summer, how excited you were to come here. How hard was it to wait an extra couple months to get here?
Definitely. I mean, wanting to play in Winnipeg, wanting to play hockey in Canada and experience this, it was tough. But at the same time, I was ready. Like I felt like every week I was ready to go. And then finally, when we got the call in the last 48 hours, kind of been a whirlwind, but it's been great.
Potentially playing every second day, how much do you expect to play behind Andre Pavlik?
Whenever they need me, you know, ride Pavs as much as they can, and at the same time, I'm going to be ready. I've done this in the past before, and it's about winning games now and doing it as much as we can.
Because you're probably also looking when you do play for another contract and maybe a longer one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's always an ultimate goal, but at the same time, my main focus right now is to help this team win, and whatever it may be, in whatever role I need to play, and that's what I'm going
to
do.
Does it look like a playoff team to you?
Oh, definitely. I mean, right now with this talent and you know the ability that we have in this locker room, you saw how close they came last year, and shouldn't be any different this year.
Some guys skated here during the lockout, some played elsewhere. What did you do and how sharp are you?
Right, I was in Chicago. Most of the Blackhawks stayed there, and we had a bunch of other guys in the city that stayed there. So we had a skating coach, goalie coach come out, and we had a bunch of things going on there. So I feel very confident right now and prepared for the season.
Can the city possibly live up to what Jonathan Toews told you it was?
Yeah, he's talked great things about this city. So I've already seen 24 hours of it, and I'm having a great time.
When you signed here, did you have other options, and how many?
Yeah, we looked around. You know, there were, you know, I think I signed on the third or the fourth, and it just, this was my fit. This is what fit for me, and I'm glad it came coming to me, so I'm excited.
How many games do you want to play here, and did you?
Oh, it doesn't matter. You know, like I said, it's about winning. So whatever role they need me to play and whatever I need to do, when I get that chance, I'll be ready.
What makes a successful tandem with goalies out?
I think you just got to feed off each other. You know, Pav seems like a great guy. This is my first time meeting him, and he, you know, it's the communication you kind of got to have. And I think you also need to have that little battle, the competitiveness, and one guy pushing another in the same thing, you know. So he's a great goalie. I'm going to push him and hopefully push me right back.
Apparently he needs rides to the rink. Have you worked that out yet?
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're done.
Guess that's it.
Come on, man.
Come on.